All power and glory go to God. All greatness is from God. When a hero stumbles, well, the cowards rejoice. Nothing feels better to a coward than to watch a brave guy fall.
Magician got a story that's behind his tricks, and every GM got a story that's behind his picks. And when you listen, pay attention to the details. You can hear the ocean when you listen to the seashells. A newborn taught me wisdom that college couldn't, and college taught me how to talk more because I wouldn't. Words are sharper, they can reshape your disposition. Give out love and don't worry about your acquisitions. Too worried about the conference that you clinching, but your team is too much for you to carry in your own division. Palms is itching, about to run into some money next. Lord made me slow it down, cause I was surely missing steps. Euro stepping to my goals. Man, New Ginobili, can't nobody hold me. I need change like a gentrified neighborhood, but money ain't the only thing that can keep me straight for good. Bread alone is only good for the physical. Better make sure your soul's attached to your backbone. Verses for your vertebrae, chapters for your shoulder blades, books for my mental state, and letters on my dinner plate. You consume by what you consume, and the fumes from social media can mess up your cool. Clickbait on the internet can ruin your food. But depression ain't hashtag mood. I wanna see the moon when I stare up at the constellations to connect the dots. Vision very clear, make moves, connect the plots, and return all the earnings to my family. Prayers for my health and for my sanity.
It took 8 points off the album. I said, this is unprecedented. this is unprecedented.
Oh, man.
Yo, we back again. KRSM 98.9. Happy Monday morning. We got Sid Linus in the house. What's good, Sid?
Chilling. What's going on, man?
Nah, man, this is we took a week off. We took last week off. We had an amazing time. We was in Miami. Who was it? 2 weeks ago, right? We was in Miami.
No, it was last 2 weeks. No, it was last week. Last weekend. Yeah.
Last week. Oh, okay. Last weekend we was in Miami for the Solutionary Summit. Yo, shout out to Maj Torre, man. Shout out to they had Angela Stanton King there. They had Dr. Boyce Watkins. Reza Islam was there. Major Williams was there. He's running for governor of California. Who else? Kim Classic was there. We talked to her. Who else, man? It was a lot of amazing people. You know what I mean? Kwame Brown was there.
Yep.
They had a lot of amazing people on the panel. So it's good what you said, man. What's up, man? How you doing? Did you get your coffee this Monday morning?
Yeah. I got my coffee, man. You know, I had an eventful weekend, man. Cause I actually just tell y'all a little story, man. I left my computer and my iPad in Miami at TSA. So that's the major reason why we didn't have a episode last weekend, because I had to fly to Miami this weekend. Check this out. So when my wife booked the flights, so when I was supposed to land in Miami, I was supposed to have an hour. So I was supposed to land, go to Los
Angeles. Why don't you start off with how you left it first?
Okay. All right. So we'll go there. Okay, so pretty much on the day we left last Sunday. I left before you. My flight was maybe like at like 7, so it was like a little while. You left at like 1, right? Or something like that. Or like I think my flight was at 7. So I got to the airport about an hour and a half before my flight leaves.
Right.
And so I'm going through the TSA line. The TSA line is short. It's not even that long, right? So I get in the line, and the joint is moving mad slow. I'm talking about all the bus, all the your little buckets you put your stuff in.
All of that is
like backed up and congested, going off reds. It's just moving so slow, and it's so funny because this dude kept saying, "Yo, there's another line." There's another concourse line, a TSA line that has nobody in it. You can always leave and go over there. But I'm like, I'm already here, and this line is kind of short. So why would I go over there? Probably worst decision I made in a long time, because I'm talking about this line took an hour. Probably nothing but 50 people in it. Took an hour. And if you go to Minneapolis, shoot, sometimes you can get in line. I just had 200 people on you getting through there in 15 minutes.
Right, don't die. Yeah,
nah, not this. People speaking different languages and everything. So, I'm like,
ain't nothing but Spanish, man. Come on, man, don't do that.
You know, I took some years. I know a little bit. I know they was tardy.
Yeah, but I was like, Spanish. Yeah, you was tardy.
Bro. Yeah, tardy. You know what I'm saying? When I put everything in there, you know, you got to take your laptop and iPads out of your bags or whatever and put it in its own separate bin. So I had my book bag, and I had my shoes, and then I had my iPad and everything in a separate bin.
Right.
And so once I made it through, you know what I'm saying, I made it through the little thing where you got to put your hands up. I go to the other side. It's like literally like 12 people just waiting for their bins to come out. Bins are just congested, no space or whatever. And it was this one lady, she was grabbing her bins after they come out of the thing, and she was getting dressed right in the area where like you could grab your bins at. So she was stopping anybody from like grabbing their stuff. And so I was kind of late. And so as soon as I saw my bins come out, I like reached over her and like grabbed my bins or whatever. And
you one of those people.
Bro, number one, I was late. And number one, it's like, bro, yo, you should know you shouldn't be doing what you're doing. Like, you should know that.
But I don't take you for one of those people who reach over people, and then you know what I mean?
Yeah, if I'm about to miss my flight, man, I gotta go for what I know. So, cause one thing, I don't like spending all day at the airport, man. I don't like that. But anyway, so I reached over, grabbed my bins or whatever, and I, you know what I'm saying, had my book bag, grabbed my shoes, put my shoes on, went to the gate, got on the plane, right? So I'm on the plane. Yeah. Literally, when I'm on this plane, when the plane, it did not occur to me until the plane landed. The plane landed, and I grabbed my book bag. I said, yo, my book bag light. I said, yo, my book bag light is on the way. I'm like, yo.
I know your heart skipped a beat, bro.
I said, yo, where my iPad and computer at? And then I'm thinking like, oh, it could be in my gray bag. I'm like, but it ain't in my gray bag because I ain't had no more space in that joint. So I'm like, yo, I left it. And that's when I was texting you. And you was like, yo, you lying. I'm like, nah, bro, I'm not lying. So
you know me because you know me. You hit me, yo. I had just took a shower. You know, I should have been at the airport like 40 minutes ago.
That's what I told Mary. I said, yo, he already running behind. So I don't even think there's nothing he going to be able to do. And then you told me the story about how you had ran it, lost the found, had to run back.
Yeah. So I'm hurrying up. You know, I'm already late, but I'm hurrying up. You know what I mean? So then I tell my wife, I said, yo, I said, do they got an app that I could go ahead and check in through the app so I don't got to go through the checkout line? You feel what I'm saying? And I, not the checkout through the app, but just to have the information on me so I could just go through TSA. You feel it? Because my bag ain't having to do nothing but like get put up in a shelf or whatever.
Right.
So I go through the line. You know what I mean? I get up there kind of quick because you were saying it was packed. So I get up there kind of quick and I asked the TSA lady. I said, my brother left his iPad or whatever in the bin. And I'm like, how can I take it with me or go get it or whatever? She was like, The shift changed for the morning. So most likely it would be in lost and found. I said, where's lost and found? She's like, okay, you go this way, you make a left, and then you go to the fourth floor. I'm like, is it like real far away? I'm like, cause my plane boarded like 1:05 and it was like 12:20. It was like 12:20. So I'm like, yo, she was like, if you don't get it today, you probably won't get it. I'm like, man. I'm like, okay. All right, I'll be back. You know what I mean? So I go and I'm walking. I'm blazing, bro. I'm blazing. I'm talking about, I'm hauling like through the whole joint. So then I'm walking and I'm walking to a point where I'm like, yo, see, one thing about me, I'm not, okay, I could be one of those guys who have a problem with asking people questions. But when it comes to like airport and like being lost and stuff, I don't got no problem asking nobody nothing. I would ask 50 different people questions, bro, when we in the airport. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or when we get to Australia and we can't find a place.
Yeah.
I go in every single place and ask them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where to go. You know what I mean? So I asked this other guy. I said, yo, I thought the elevator was supposed to come a little quicker. So I go walk and I ask this guy. He said, yep, keep walking. And then you go up, to the third floor. So I'm walking. You know what I mean? The elevator was like probably like 3 seconds after I asked the guy. You know what I mean? So I get up there, push three. I go up to number three. And then I'm like, but she said four. But then I kept walking. Now I'm going to this whole other part. Now I see this police officer come. I said, yo, you work here? He was like, yeah. I said, yo, how do I get it lost and found? He was like, you go straight down and go around this corner. Then you go up. See, I see why she said fourth floor, because I had to go up once I was in this other area. You feel what I'm saying?
As a concourse, you know what D.
I mean? Yeah. So I go walk and I keep walking. I saw the middle section. I saw where it said lost and found. Now I say, I do this to the, get a guy like a fist, the police officer guy. You know what I mean? So then, I go and make a right. You know what I mean? Then I'm going and I'm turning. I keep seeing lost and found. And this is, did you go? Is that where you went?
Yeah.
Is that where you went?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you saw how many different turns they had? That junk in the cut.
Bro,
that junk is in the cut. I said, yo, you know what? I thought to myself, I said, yo, straight up, they really trying to keep people products because this joint is hidden in the cut.
The thing about it is there's no signs that say lost and found until you practically at the lost and found. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, that's what I'm talking. That's why I asked the police officer. Because when I walked through that little midway, you know the little midway section?
Mm-hmm.
The first time that you ever see the lost and found, I'm sitting here like, this is ridiculous. How's anybody supposed to find this other than ask anybody a question?
Exactly. And literally the only, I mean, we still got a couple of minutes, but the only reason why I was like able to like really like find it without, I asked a couple, there was just one lady I asked a question. Well, anyway, I'm just going to get to the story to the break. Okay, so anyway. Okay, go ahead. Finish yours.
So anyway, I go and I walk to the guy in lost and found. You know, I go to walk to the guy in lost and found. And I say, yo, they told me that I could come up here to find my brother's da da da. You know what I mean? He lost. You know what I mean? So the guy was like, nah, it should be still down there at TSA because it won't get here till tomorrow. I'm like, oh man, the lady down there told me I could get it here. He was like, nah. He was like, I wish you would have told you because like that was a long walk pretty much for nothing. I said, yeah, you know what I mean? That is. And I gotta get back in line. You feel what I'm saying? So basically, he was just like, yo, tell your brother, email this, da 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 da. And I'm sorry. So then I hurry up and walk back down to TSA. Then I go back in line. I get back up to TSA. It's a new guy. It ain't even the girl there no more. Like, they switched again. I tell the guy, I said, yo, my brother left his joint. Is there any way I can find it or whatever? He was like, yo, it's probably in a TSA room or whatever, because they can, they hold it there, you know what I mean, before they send it up to Lost and Found, because it should be Lost and Found tomorrow. He said, but it might be with the lady behind us, the little station right there, TSA station. I said, okay, let me go check. So I get through the line, go ask the lady, and she's like, nah, we don't got it here. It's in a TSA place. They hold it over there. There's no way I can get to it. So I'm like, ah, man. I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? That was my try. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, so when we come back after break, I'll tell you guys about my flight and getting my journey to get my iPad and a MacBook back.
All right, KRSM 98.9. Yo, 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 we back again, KRSM 98.9, every Monday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. All right, we about to continue the conversation on Cedric's lost iPad and lost. Yo, we forget, we always say an iPad, but you had a MacBook too, bro.
I had a MacBook, so it was my iPad and my MacBook, and it was my external hard drive.
Wow.
and my Pro Tools plug-in that I can't start my Pro Tools with, so everything was in there. So
right.
So pretty much you couldn't get it. You're texting me. When we're texting this, I've already landed in Minneapolis. So I'm at the airport and I'm getting picked up. And so I filled out the claim form online, and I called or whatever. I tried to call. But I kind of made a claim when I called, but I didn't do it right. So I filled it out online or whatever. So the next day was a Monday. So I call them early in the morning, like probably 8 o'clock. I call them up at 8 o'clock. Nobody picked up or whatever. So I'm like, all right, cool. So then probably at about 8:30, they called me. I saw a Miami number. I'm like, oh, this is them. So then the lady,
right.
So then I spoke to the lady, and the lady was pretty much like, yo, I'm pretty sure we got your stuff here. She was like, it just the MacBook wasn't in the black bag. It was like separate. So she was.
You remember doing that?
No, I didn't do that. So somebody else did that. I didn't do that.
Okay.
Yep. So she was. Okay. She was like, does it have any stickers on it? And I'm like, yeah, it got two Apple stickers on it. Like, if you open it up, she was like, okay, boom, that's yours. You know what I'm saying? Then she was like, the iPad, I had to tell her my code. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, from your phone, you can mark something. You can, like, lock up your devices. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And stuff like that. So I told her my code. She punched the code in. Boom, okay, that's it. Or whatever. And then I told her about my external hard drive and all my cords and stuff. She was like, okay, cool. She was like, do you want to, we can send it to you. So I'm going to send you a link for us to send it to you. But when I would put in all the information, it'll be like $100 or something like that for them to send it to me. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay. My wife was like, yo, why don't next Saturday you just fly down there and go get it? Because my wife got flight privileges with Delta. So she's like, why don't you just fly down there, go get it, and then come back? I'm like, I bet. Lo and behold, so then I'm like, okay.
That didn't count as a trip.
What you mean? No, it ain't count as no trip. Nah, shoot. Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Yeah, you can't go to South by Southwest. Right?
I wish that Joe Wood kind of trip. I would have stayed down there. I would have found a way to stay for at least an hour. But Friday night, my wife was like, yo, you literally gonna have like an hour to like get off the plane, go to Lost and Found, grab your stuff, come back through TSA and catch the plane. So I'm like, all right, bet. So my plane was supposed to land at 12:46 or whatever. like during 1240, yeah, like 1246, and then my flight going back was supposed to leave at 1:46. So it's the same plane, same gate, everything. Same stewardess, right. Same everybody. So when I get to the airport on Saturday morning, when I get to my gate, lo and behold, my flight is delayed like 40 minutes. So I'm like, yo, that's the time I had to get, you know what I'm saying, to get right, the stuff. Yep. So I'm like, yo, ain't no way I'm gonna be able to do it. So then I'm thinking like, but if I like go home and then ask them to send it, then it's gonna be a whole nother week I'm gonna have to wait, and I'm gonna risk like right. damage or whatever with them sending it. So then when I called you up, I said, yo, pretty much like, yo, I'm thinking about getting it, but I'm gonna be there all day. Like, I might not get back home till like 11 o'clock at night or whatever. You was like, yo, just go ahead and do it, man. Just to get it off. You
know what I mean? Get that joint out of the way, yeah.
Get exactly. that joint out of the way. So I'm like, all right, bet. So I pretty much prepared myself to be at the airport all day. You know what I'm saying? Because if I missed a flight back, direct flight back from Miami to Minneapolis,
you're supposed to go to Atlanta or something, right?
Yeah, I got to take a flight to Atlanta and then Atlanta to Minneapolis. And they were looking kind of shaky. So I'm like, I'm telling my wife, I said, yo, I'm gonna take the flight. Just keep me on that flight going from Miami to Minneapolis. Just keep me on that until further notice.
Right.
So when we land, I'm thinking to myself, we landed at probably like 1:25, right? And that plane was supposed to take back off at 1:46. I said, there is no way that plane is going to pull in here and it's going to be back out by 1:26. Get all these people off this plane and everybody else on that plane in 20 minutes, it ain't going to happen. I said, it's going to have to be a delay. So when I was getting off the plane, I told the stewardess, I said, yo, is this the plane that's going right back to Minneapolis? She said, yeah. I said, yo, I got to run to Lost and Found, grab my computer, and I'm coming right back. I said, I'm going to go fast as I can. She was like, okay, hurry up. I get off the plane, and my wife had sent me like, yo, it's a
car. So that was the same plane just going back and forth.
Back and forth, right?
Okay.
So when I get off the plane, I see that my wife had sent me like directions. Like, you need to go to Concourse D. In order to
bro, that's so crazy. I would never ask people that because I always think I'm getting on. Like, I always think I'm just getting. I don't even know how planes work, bro. Like I always think I'm getting on two totally different type of joints. You know what I mean? Every time.
No, sometimes I do that, but sometimes it's like a flight from New York is coming in to Minneapolis or whatever, and then sometimes you're taking that flight to go right back to New York. So sometimes it is just a run. You know what I mean?
And normally people don't do that.
Well, I would say it's 50-50. All depends, especially if you taking different. You saying as far as like people don't. Don't fly somewhere, get off a little bit, and then fly right back. Exactly. So you would never know.
Right. Exactly. You will stay for about at least a day or two
exactly.
somewhere else, and then come. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Yep. So I told the stewardess or whatever. So my wife had told me it's in Concourse D or whatever. So I come off, and then I was like, yo, and this is one thing great about Apple products. Probably can do other products too. Like, you can press directions to wherever your thing is. So when I was walking, I pressed directions to, you know, the Lost and Found or whatever. So it was kind of like giving me directions to go to get to Lost and Found or whatever. So I asked him, I said, where's the Lost and Found? He's like, yo, it was on the fourth. Everybody kept saying fourth floor. I'm like, all right. So then I'm like, that way, fourth floor. I'm like, yo, I don't even be seeing no fourth floor, none of this stuff. So I'm just I'm just like walking, right? And I ran to this lady. I said, Lost and Found. She said, they closed today. It's that way, fourth floor, but they closed today. I said, ain't no way they closed. I done looked on everything. I done looked everywhere. Lady told me they're 24/7. Nah, bro.
Yeah.
Ain't no way they closed. So I'm walking. All of a sudden, I see like the elevator that says fourth floor or whatever. And at this point in time, it's probably like 1:35 or whatever.
So you got on the elevator and you press fourth floor.
Yeah. If you go all the way down, there's an elevator that has fourth floor. All the other elevators got three. But if you go all the way down to D, there's like the one last one that says fourth floor. And when you get up to that one, you're like pretty much right at the Lost and Found. So
that's crazy. Okay, go ahead.
Yep. So I press it, go to fourth floor or whatever, come out. And when, you know, when you come out and you look at Lost and Found, it looked closed. So
it looked closed. They got the little door. They got a little thing in front of the door and everything. I'm like, what?
So I get there. I'm like, yo, ain't no way this junk closed. Ain't no way it's closed. So I go around.
You press that buzzer. Press the buzzer, right?
Yep. I saw the door. Press the buzzer. And then I'm like, yo, I hear somebody moving around in there. Press that buzzer. Then I hear somebody walking to the door. I'm like, yes, or whatever. And then so the lady came or whatever. Then I was like, yo, I gave her my number, the claim number, whatever. She went back. And she wasn't trying to, like, come up off that junk easy. She was, like, looking, like, open it up. Then she was like, did you have anything besides the MacBook and the iPad? I said, yeah, some external hard drive and some cords and stuff like that. And she was like, okay. And then she was just taking her time. So then when I got done, I was like, yo, is there any way I could just get, like, right to Concourse, Concourse H without like this quicker or whatever? She was like, nah. She's like, just stay on level 3 and then go down. Don't go all the way down and then walk. Just stay on level 3 and then go to the elevator and do that, whatever. So then I just walk. And then at this time, my wife is like, yo, the plane has been delayed to 1:56. So I'm like, all right, it's about like 1:40 at this time. So I'm like, all right, I got 15 minutes. So I'm just running, like walking and whatever. Got a mask on, so I can't do too much or whatever.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, the muzzle mask,
right? So I get to TSA, and it's probably like 1:40, 1:42, 1:43. I said, hey, Poppy, my plane leaving like 10 minutes.
Right, yeah.
So it was like 10 minutes. He was like, go around, go this way. So then I just like went to the side, and the lady was like, put your ID in here or whatever. Boom, put my ID in there. She didn't check my ticket or nothing. I just put my ID in, took my ID out, and I went and put my stuff on the bins. Benz is still slow, backed up. It just backed all the way up. So then the Benz part took like another 10 minutes. So by the time I get to my gate, it's like it was actually 1:56, the exact time that the plane was supposed to take off, right? So when I get there, there's nobody at the gate, but I still see the plane there. So then I'm like, yo, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if this is like what's the deal? Because usually there's somebody there, right? And then I see the thing switch from 1:56 to like 2:05. And then I'm like, yo, I made it. But then I'm like, yo, but I still don't see nobody. You know what I'm saying? And then my wife was like, yo, they didn't clear you. They got like 70 open seats on this joint, but they still didn't clear you. They still didn't clear means like they give like the standby person a seat number. That's how you know you made it on the flight.
Right. Yeah.
So then I'm like, dang, this is weird. So then this lady from Delta walks close to me. I said, excuse me, I'm trying to get on this flight right here. She was like, it's closed. I said, I know. I said, but I said, I was here like 1:50. And it said it wasn't supposed to leave till 1:56 or whatever. She was like, honey, it's closed. But I'll go down there and check and see what I can see. But from what it looks like right now, it's closed or whatever. I'm like, all right. So then she goes.
Closed, like it's closed. You can't get back on the plane.
Right. Like it's done deal.
Right.
She go through that door. I'm like, Lord, please let this lady come back with something. You know what I'm saying? At least she back there for like 3 minutes. She come back through that tunnel. She was like, I brought him. So it ain't on me no more. It's all up to him. And he was like, man, we was calling your name. I said, yo, I had to go get my jump from Lost and Found. He was like, are you Dildy? I said, yeah. He said, all right, let me open this back up. And then he let me open it back up. He opened the computer, you know what I'm saying, type of stuff. He's like, yo, you're going to be sitting at aisle 11 something or whatever. Then he was like, okay, let me close it, everything again. He closed it. He was like, you lucked out because there's a mechanical problem on this plane. That's the only reason why.
I'm like, what you mean I lucked out? You better tell me that when I land.
He said, you lucked out. He said, because if it wasn't for a mechanical problem, this plane would be gone. You know what I'm saying? He was like, and also, I'm helping out with the mechanical problem. That's the only reason why I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? He was right, like, so you really lucked out. So when I got back on the plane, the stewardess was like, you made it. You made it. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Was she looking for you?
Yeah. Because they knew it was one person that was like on standby that didn't make it. And she probably was like, yeah, this is one guy who just, you know what I mean, flew in with us or whatever. So I ended up getting it, man. Everything firing on all cylinders, up, man. And we rolling, man. And, bro, the Solutionary Summit was incredible, man.
How many minutes we got? We talk about the next joint.
We got about 6 minutes.
Yo, okay. Let's okay. No, let's talk about this. We'll talk about Solutionary Summit next block. Okay, look. What you thinking about that Donda album so far? Since, because you had one listen last time we talked about it. Where you at now?
Okay, so you played it for really.
Because last time. Did we talk about this on first listen? Where did you have it?
I think I said 4.2.
You said 4.2?
Yeah.
And then a few days after that, it dropped to a what? A 3.5. Yeah, the biggest 3.5. Drop in the biggest drop in our history.
Here, no, okay. Listen, man. We not going to look. Listen.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
This is what he do. He wants to hold me hostage until I change my number. Do y'all know? No. Listen. Do y'all know the whole time in Miami, this dude was playing nothing but the Donda album, trying to get me to change
Donda.
My.
Get Don C.
Trying to get me to change my rating, man. Yo, okay.
Yo, hold on. Hey, look. The only reason why I try to get you to change your rating, because this is one thing I do know. Whenever somebody comes and say, hey, yo, this is the best album I ever heard in my life, whoever you tell it to already got automatic smoke for you. Off top, they already got some sort of automatic smoke from it. You know what I mean? So it's like what they're looking to do off of that is to destroy that album from what you say. They're looking to destroy the album, not say, oh yeah, you know what? That is the best album.
But you at fault for that. You're at fault for that. You're at fault for that, and you're at fault for that, and that's your problem. And the other thing that you're at fault for,
absolutely,
is that you keep playing it every time I get around you. Like, yo, just let that jump breathe. Let that jump breathe for like two months. Because to be honest, I haven't played it on my own since then.
No, but I know. But see, this is the thing. This is the thing. I knew the reason why I had to do it. Okay, listen to this. I think that album is dope, right? So when you told me the 3.5, I rode in my car and what I do about a lot of things, I try to say, okay, how can like the young kids younger than us, how can they like this certain rapper? So I played that certain rapper. You know how sometimes we think junk is just like, you know, we hear something, and all we hear is man, 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 man. And we be like, yo, how can anybody like that? You know what I mean? I will put that in and I would think to myself, I would listen to it and be like, okay. I get why they like that. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna just dismiss it. I see how they, even though I won't mess with it like 0%, I could understand how they like it. So with your 3.5, I'm sitting here just going through. I did it. I listened to the whole album once again, and I said, "It's no way this is a 3.5. It's absolutely no possible way." So then I did it different. Okay, so then I did it different. And I said, "What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna just shuffle it and just let whatever play." I still wonder how in the world is a 3.5. So I'm sitting here like, okay, what I gotta do? I gotta sit with him and play this album, because there's no way he can look at me in my face as these songs going on and not think that these joints and think that this junk is still 3.5. That's all I gotta do. That's all I played the whole time. KRS
3.7.
KRS, yeah, right. KRS 98.9.
Jokers think they want the mountaintop, it's pretty steep. Prayer time is flooded for my homies in these city streets. Drug life, 365, 52 weeks. Trying to wash the crime off their hands, just like it's sticky sweets. It's like a sugar rush, moving off of adrenaline. Addicted to the game, but your opportunity's dwindling. To get out while you can, set up shop on Princess Anne. About to run into a sting, sleeping on that blue sedan. Does this line of work offer you any pension plan? Don't trust your man, extremely demanding on your attention span. It's like Roberto Duran, soon as these punches land. Fighting the system is like the Red Queen in Wonderland. Off with his head, an addict trying to kick his meds. Going through withdrawal, looks like attack of the living dead. It takes Jesus to resurrect, that's what the living said. Cause man is a master at weaving webs like he's spinning thread. Ambushing yourself, thought that you were trapping fiends. Now you claim the work ain't yours, like it's just Billy Jean's. Trying to escape that time, explain that triple beam. God the Father, Son and the Spirit, that's my official team. Perfect harmony in the Lord, now that's the love supreme. Might have sold death in the past, but you can be redeemed. The only thing that can get you out these pitfalls, but witnessing the cats at times is talking to brick walls. We make our deathbed, expect God to change the sheets. That's why I'm praying for my people in these city streets. We make our deathbed, expect God to change the sheets. Constantly praying for my people in these city streets. Nobody picks a pocket, point the rocket, make you drop it every night. Another case, the murder rate's a major topic. You in the kitchen so much, you need a sous chef. Rats getting caught in a mouse trap, now who's left? Names disappearing to the dirt of the machine. That means they're in prison or they stuck somewhere that's in between. Maybe these city streets, they shooting like the Middle East meets the Wild West, or some of your peers, they never sleep. And some with one eye open, the danger's visible. No rest for the weary at all, that sounds miserable. You in the situation if money becomes digital. Hand-to-hand sales for narcotics, no longer typical. Becomes a cybercrime that carries a required time. An underworld, an underboss, no matter just how high you climb. Cause it's an avalanche, you reaching for the highest branch. Shelter's not an option, you on the streets share a romance. And you are so faithful, the streets are so hateful. Traveling on shaky ground with one way to make it stable. I'm picking up on your signal, just like I'm still in cable. To know what the vision looks like, follow the timetable. Just a matter of time, no honor among thieves and creeps. You loyal to a one-way street that plays for keeps. Where the code is to put more holes in you to fill those leaks. Wiping your blood off the pavement, just like they window streaks. We make our deathbed, expect God to change the sheets. That's why I'm praying for my people in these city streets. Constantly praying for my people in these city streets. I'm all up. We make our deathbed, expect God to change the sheets. That's why I'm praying for my people in these city streets. We make our deathbed, expect God to change the sheets. Constantly praying for my people in these city streets.
And I'm just another one.
Spent about 7 years of her lifetime trying to fall asleep. Never really thinking
anymore. Yo, we back again. KRSM 98.9 every Monday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. We ain't even gonna talk about the Donda album number. He went from a three. He gave it a 4.2, back to a 3.5, and then bumped it up a 3.7. Unheard of. Unheard of in our history.
He said the album better than Thriller. All right, let's move on.
You said, bro, come on, man. You said the you said Lil Zane album better than this joint.
The only other person he gives five mics is Young Noble. All right, come on.
Shout out to Young Noble, Outlaws for Life. Yo, I remember you gave that Dungeon album a five mics too, but I ain't gonna say
oh my goodness.
Yo, but I ain't gonna say nothing. I ain't gonna say that. No.
Like, yo.
Yeah.
Oh, I, man.
I remember getting done that big Get album. I remember getting that joint a 5.0, man. We ain't gonna say nothing about that.
Oh, man.
I guess it's better than that Donda.
Oh, all right,
yo.
Man.
So anyway, yo, shout out to Maj Toure, man, for the Solutionary Summit. Yo, shout out to everybody who's behind the scenes, man, with the Solutionary Summit. It was an honor to do press. You know what I mean? It was an honor to do press. It was an honor to just be there, man. It's an honor just to be there. You know what I mean? It was in Miami also. So let's talk about. So me and you, you got there. Who got there first?
Who went to Miami first?
Yeah, you did, right?
No, you got to Miami first. Remember, you was already in the hotel room. I had to catch that shuttle.
Yeah,
I had to catch that shuttle.
Yeah, that's right. Hold on. Why did I feel like we was in the same?
Bro, you having deja vu. That's you probably thinking about the CPAC conference. You remember?
Oh, yeah. We were both in a okay.
Remember, we went downstairs to that bar and ate, and they had, what did we eat, man? I can't remember what we ate.
No, I remember. For some reason, I just felt like you met me, like, at the airport. But
that was CPAC.
Bro, we've been doing too much stuff, man.
I know.
But, so anyway, you know what I mean? I get off the airplane, you know what I mean? It's Miami, you know what I mean? The airport is just beautiful. You know what I mean? The airport is a beautiful, amazing experience. You know what I mean? So I call a lift up. You know what I mean? Go to the hotel. It's right at the airport. You know what I mean? I go in there, chill, was able to check in. You know what I mean? The Marriott Bon Voyage app. You know what I mean? You could check in through the app. You know what I mean? So it was... I walk in there and they already had my place ready to go. I was in there early. You know what I mean? I get in there and I relax for a little bit. You know what I mean? You hit me up. You said, yo, how'd I get there? You know what I mean? So then I'm trying to give you the directions that I took. You know what I mean? But I forgot you came in from another flight. You know what I mean? Another airport too. You know what I mean? Airline. So you had to wait for a Sheraton shuttle to come and get you. You know what I mean? Because I was waiting out there for the Sheraton shuttle for probably about 40 minutes. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I seen the Sheraton shuttle leave out from the hotel. So I knew it was coming your way. You know what I mean? So then you came. And we got to the hotel and we got fresh. You know what I mean? We got fresh and we got ready to go. And what happened the first day?
So the first day it was first day they did have a panel, but it was I think they were talking about guns when we first got in there, and then Dr. Boyce Watkins and Dr. Alicia.
Yeah, we go check first. We go check in at the desk, you know, and the lady I was like, yeah, we doing press, and we doing the media. You know what I mean? She's like, oh, okay, yeah. So she knew who we was. You know what I mean? She knew who we was. And she gave us our little ticket or whatever, coupon, and we raffle ticket. You know what I mean? And then as soon as we walk through there and we see Maj, you know what I mean? We see Maj, you know what I mean? And he up there, he talking, hosting the event. So we go and sit down or whatever. And I think at that event, they was talking about firearms. It's kind of like what police, right? Police.
Yeah, firearms. Yeah. And they actually was talking about how you know they, like a lot of times police use the phrase of like, I just want to make it back home. And I remember a guy stood up who's been a police officer, who's been in the military, and he said. He never used the phrase he wants to make it back home to his family, because he didn't have to be a cop. He didn't have to be in the military. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He signed up for it. So he was like, he never wants him making it back home to determine his behavior when it comes to like de-escalating a situation. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because if you just focus on, I just want to make it back home, you might be more violent towards somebody the more than you actually need to be. You know what I'm saying? So he was like he never liked the phrase or ever been a part of the phrase. I just want to make it back home to my family. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That was the first thing we talked about. You know what I mean? I mean that's the first thing that we encountered, that conversation when we first walked in. And up next at the panel was Dr. Boyce Watkins, right? You know, him and his wife was talking. He was talking economics, and she was talking just what, like, kind of like the coming from the mental health aspect. You know what I mean? Shout out to Dr. Boyce Watkins, man. You know what I mean? He dropped a lot of jewels and gave a lot of information. And the event, bro.
Let me say something about a couple of things that Dr. Boyce and Alicia, Dr. Alicia said on their panel. So, one of the things I thought about during their panel was that, you know, Dr. Boyce said that he was raised to be like, yo, just get it done. He's always just do it type person. Yeah. And Dr. Alicia is like, yo, it's not always like just do it. Sometimes there's things that hold people back that we have to explore. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's the two sides you get. You know what I'm saying? Because we was raised that way too. And not only raised that way, I feel like sports has taught us that in a way as well. It's either you're doing your job or you're not. You know what I'm saying? It's just simple. It's just simple as that.
Our coaches always said, no excuses, ain't excuses, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what we was taught me, yep.
Yep. But then Dr. Alicia brings up like, yo, how a person's upbringing, how a person's background can hold them back from being able to just go forward. And it's like sometimes, you know, I feel like I don't got time for that, man.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? But maybe I should. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I should make more time for that, depending on who it is or whatever. But something Dr. Alicia said, and she pointed out to women, and she was like, since she's been married, she's had to rethink the way she sees things and interpret things. And she was like, ladies, have y'all ever had a man who just like leave his clothes on the floor, like, you know what I'm saying, like all around the bed before he gets in the bed at night or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And then, ladies was like, yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then she was like, yo, I used to nag about that stuff. And I can't stand it. I could nag about it now. She was like, but I had to reframe the way I look at it. And she was like, the way I look at it now is that my husband is so anxious to get in bed with me every single night that he just takes his clothes off right where he's at and he gets in bed with me because he's so excited to be in bed with me. And she was like, when she started reimagining that situation in that way, it stopped her from nagging about the clothes to being like, yo, you know what? They just clothes on the floor. I could just pick them up and just take them and put them somewhere or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when I heard that. It's so crazy because I remember when I heard that, I just thought to myself, I'm like, yo, like if I was Dr. Boyce, like, yeah, like I would, I don't know if I would allow that story to be told, but you know what I mean?
He was laughing too.
Like, yeah, he was laughing, man. But it was like, because I never thought, it's like, you know how like when you, the way you think somebody is, you know what I mean? It's like, I never thought of Dr. Boyce Watkins, I thought he would be the type of guy who would just like fold his clothes up and then like put his clothes somewhere. You feel what I'm saying? Like put his clothes somewhere and then put it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think that he would just like chuck it on the floor or something like that.
No, for real.
but you know what I mean? It's probably just that's what men do. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, we take them joints and just chuck it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But like, Yeah, so then after the panel, whatever, we went up to introduce ourselves to Dr. Boyce Watkins, man. We told him how much we appreciate what he does. And I was just telling him how he had made a post about vaccines, like, you know what I mean, probably like a couple of days before we even went to Miami. And I'm just backing him up. You know what I mean? I'm backing what he said because I believe in, like, I don't remember the post verbatim, but I was just backing him up on a post or whatever. Then this girl came at me. She came at my neck. You know what I mean? Just like, yo, da 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 da. And I'm just like, yo, like, what you talking about? So she obviously doesn't know what she's talking about. But it's today, in today's time, to fight against vaccines is almost hard. Even though you got all your information, the misinformation is what the people who are vaccinated have. That's, they have the misinformation, but it's so hard to find the real information, but it's so easy to find the information that they want. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly
so,
what
so
it is.
It's like I'm showing her that it's this way. And what she's doing is finding the fact checkers from Route Rotors or whatever, and, you know, and saying, yo, what you saying is false. Then I'm giving her all this other stuff, and she's finding stuff to say that the fact checkers say it's false. And we know the fact checkers is ran by people who got interest in the vaccine. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But it's like, I can't tell her that, because once I tell her that, it's like I'm a conspiracy theorist. You know what I mean? So then she was like, I don't take my advice from Dr. Hotep, Ahmad Hotep. I'm just like, Lord have mercy. I'm like, oh, so you take it from Dr. Fauci, huh? Then she never answered me back. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, like, you know what I mean? It's like these people don't understand. They taking advice for somebody who got interest in everything.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. They want to use their sources. What the CDC tells us, the World Health Organization tell us, what Dr. Fauci tell us. Then if I say, well, Reza Islam tell me, oh, no, you can't use him because he spreads misinformation. He got taken over. No, man. If we citing people, then let's cite them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly. You know what I mean? So anyway, I told him about that. He started laughing. He said, for real, man? You know what I mean? But yeah, man, it was our first time meeting Dr. Boyce Watkins, man. A pretty good guy, man. Hopefully we can have him on the show in the future. So that what do we do after that? We hung around. Did we talk to anybody else that first day?
Yeah. Yep, cuz King Randall was there. So we said what's up to King Randall. Talked to King Randall. So he was on our show. He's been on our show previously. So we was able to talk to him and get to meet him in person. We also ran into Major Williams, who's actually running in the California recall September 14th. So we had a chance to talk to him and introduce ourselves to him.
Great
as
guy,
well.
Man.
Yeah.
Great guy. We talked to him. We talked to Major Williams a few times, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He taught us about the app he's working with. It's called Money Ties, right?
Money Ties, yeah.
Yeah, Money Ties. Yep. Yo, that app is gonna blow up, man. Yeah, I mean, it's in the app store now. But yeah, we talked to him about a lot of stuff. Cause I wanted to get his take on California. You know what I mean? Just California, whatever. And I'll ask him about the actual election. Like, do he think it could be fraud in the recount? Because I was telling him about it was an article about Dominion again in this recount. So he was saying, which is true, he's the only candidate that's like fraud proof, because you got to write his name in.
Absolutely.
You feel what I'm saying? You got to write his name in. So, and it's a few days from now for the recall. So, shout out to Major Williams and good luck to him.
Good luck to Major Williams.
The whole Solutionary Summit.
But I want to get specific with some of these panels, because I took notes on some of these panels and some of the stuff they were saying.
Okay. I'm gonna let you go. Right. The whole Solutionary Summit was brilliantly put together. You know what I mean? Brilliantly put together, man. You know what I mean? They had people who, like, inspired you. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
But the thing about it, it was good to see. It was good to see a lot of Black people, even though we could think about some stuff in minor differences, but as far as everybody that was in that room, pretty much have somewhat of the same mind state. Somewhat. It's good to see Black people come together like that. You know what I mean? With that certain mind state, because I feel like the public wants us type of Black people who think in that manner to feel like we don't have other people who think like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And I think it's the perfect name for it. The Solutionary Summit. That leads me, and we're going to talk about this panel, and then we're going to come back and talk about it too and get into some of the other panels that they had. But there was a Youth and Community Family panel. They had King Randall, Olivia Rondeau, Kim Klasick, and Major Williams on it. And one thing that King Randall said that was, there was also a media news one before that. We can get back into that. But the Youth and Community one thing that King Randall said, he said is that he was talking about his time on Roland Martin. He said on the Roland Martin show, where he got kind of really like pumped up and famous because of the way Roland Martin treated him. And what he said was Roland Martin is used to people coming up there dealing in theory, how they think about stuff or whatever. He said he's doing. So the stuff that he's doing is not theory. It's not we should own our own schools.
Right.
It's I have my own school. You know what I'm saying? I just thought that was good, and I thought like the name of the summit, Solutionary, is about people in there wanting solutions. Now we might look at the way to get to a solution two totally different ways, but as long as we want a solution. Then that's the thing. We have to want a solution. If you want a solution, right. I'm down with that. You know what I'm saying? But we can go ahead.
Right. KRSM 98.9.
Hello, listeners. This is Seth Linus from the Let's Argue with Prince Carlton Morning Show. I just want to thank you for listening and supporting our podcast. If you want to support more, you can head over to anchor.fm/letsarguenow/support. And you can give us a monthly contribution of 99 cent, $4.99, or $9.99. Your support will go towards more consistent content and informative interviews in the future. Thank you.
Yo, we back again. KRSM 98.9 every Monday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. So go ahead. So keep going on with the panels.
All right. Right. Yeah. So the Youth and Community Family panel, it was King Randall, Olivia Rondeau, Kim Klasick. If y'all know Kim Klasick, she ran for Senate out there in Baltimore, and Major Williams, who's actually running for the recalls in California. Olivia Rondeau, she considers herself a libertarian, but she's making a lot of moves on like Twitter and a lot of like the young sphere of politics or whatever. So she has some great things to say. There was also one on economics. They had Larry Sharp, Lauren Miller, and Dr. Boyce Watkins on it. And that was really good because the guy Larry Sharp, he had a phrase where he said, people have a renter's mindset. You know what I'm saying? A renter's mindset mean you're just worried about your expenses for that month. You're a month-to-month person. As long as your expenses for that month it is something that you can pay, then you down with it. Instead of long-term thinking of, I want to own this so that I can have equity. You know what I'm saying? And then also, one of the things they said, invest in your kids. And that's one thing that that is really big too, because if you invest in your kids, when your kids get older, they'll invest back in you, back into you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So and then there was a family business with Derrick Grace, and I didn't even know who Derrick Grace was, but Derrick Grace came.
Look, man. Let me tell you something. Yo, I never heard of the guy. I never heard of the guy before this, but that was the most. And it's so crazy because, like, we own businesses. You know what I mean? We own businesses. I consider myself a hustler. We got our own business. And I felt like it was probably nothing new that I could have heard under the hustling, you know what I mean? The hustling mentality, anything that got to do with hustling or whatever. You know what I mean? This dude, brilliant. Brilliant cat, man. Brilliant cat. I learned a lot, you know what I mean, listening to him. Like, listen to me. This guy tattooed his face up so he would never go back to a 9-to-5 again.
Ain't that remarkable?
That is crazy. You know, I commend him on that. That's crazy. Yeah. You know what I mean? But he got it done because it's like we could all say, like, yo, I ain't gonna work a 9-to-5 again. But when times get hard, we probably go work a 9-to-5 again. He was like, yo, I'm gonna make sure that I can't go back to a 9-to-5. And I think when you as a person put yourself with your back against that wall like that, you find other ways to hustle and make it happen. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And he talks about buying gold as an investment. You know, he also invested in his wife. You know what I'm saying? Put her on as far as like YouTube and stuff, so they both could generate money. Bought a bunch of houses in his own neighborhood. His dad lives in front of the neighborhood. He lives in the back. They homeschool their kids. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Derrick Grace. It was also remarkable how he gave this dude some business tips within 30 seconds. He probably could make this dude $1 million just off of the business tips that he gave this guy. So I thought that was remarkable too, because he listened to the guy's business plan. What do you do? Guy said, I'm a gun trainer or whatever, and I train people, and I got merch or whatever, but how can I maximize my money? He said, yo, I think you're working a little bit too hard, man. Just put the videos on Zoom, charge people to look at it. You know what I'm saying? They want to talk to you face to face, charge them. You know what I'm saying? So he just knew exactly what to do to get everything going.
Yo, so they had a panel up there. They had Reza Islam.
Okay, let me get to that. They had Hip Hop Politics with Eric July, Sonny Johnson, Tone Trump, and Angela Staten King. And that's when it started to get riled up. A lot of the energy started to go up when you start talking about hip hop. Do we accept Cardi B lyrics? Do we accept the lyrics about killing each other? You know what I'm saying? Should we disassociate ourselves with certain parts of the hip hop genre? You know what I mean? So that was a great panel. And then the last panel was called Real Talk. And that one had Maj Touré, Reza Islam, Angela Staten King, and Kwame Brown.
Yo, that one, man, those last two, was crazy. Those last two panels was amazing, man. I'll say Reza Islam came with the knowledge that he have. Like, it seemed like the dude be having infinite knowledge. You know what I mean? I appreciate the you know what? The studying that he has to do on these topics is crazy. You know what I mean? But he knows what he's talking about. You know what I mean? He knows what he's talking about. And We talked to him after the panel too, man. You know what I mean? We went up to him and we were just like, yo, you was on our show. You know what I mean? Let him know he was on our show. It was a shoot. Everybody wanted to talk to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
everybody
he had a line. To talk to him. He had a line.
Yeah, he had a line, man. You know what I mean? We just let him know that he was on the show. He was on our show before. And he thought about it. He was like, yo, he remember. You know what I mean? He remember us from the show and junk. But That brother moving, you know what I mean? Then we said what's up to Kim Klasick. Hopefully we could get her on the show. We introduce ourselves to her and let her know we support, you know what I mean, the stuff that she do in her city in Baltimore, you know what I mean? And, also, we um, also that same we went downstairs.
We went downstairs
and then we saw Kwame Brown. We saw Kwame Brown. Yeah. And he was getting some girl was getting her picture taken with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we took a step back. You know what I mean? And I think the guy who was taking the picture was the girl's boyfriend, but he was drunk.
Yeah, for sure.
So he was like, "Yo, Michael Jordan." Then she was like, "Stop." He was like, "Nah, Michael Jordan." He like, "He know what I mean."
What do you mean, bro? Michael Jordan.
It was just an awkward situation. You know what I mean? But we talked to the brother Kwame Brown, man. You know what I mean? I told him that, yo, we hit him up, ask him for, email. You know, ask him to be on our show. You know what I mean? But he said his email is up and working out. So hopefully we can get him on the show. The whole thing was very dope. You know what I mean? I can't wait to get back to it again. When y'all see Solutionary Summit in Miami come up next year, if y'all available, you know what I mean, y'all, and y'all think that's something y'all want to do, make sure y'all don't miss it. You know what I mean? Get your tickets early. They had a yacht party. They had a VIP yacht dinner, you know what I mean, on the third day. So, again, shout out to Maj Torre, man, for having us out there, man, doing press and media work. All right, so what we talk about now, the mandates, the...
Bro, the vaccine mandate.
Let me just say this. Joe Biden is the worst president. I'll say modern day history. I got to say modern day because we can't do the slave people who had slaves. We're going to say modern day. You going with slaves?
Including slaves on slave owners.
Wow.
Including slave owners. I mean, listen, man.
I ain't co-signing that one, bro, but I feel you.
Listen, man. Anytime you know that 70% of black
they'll call you a Kuhn for that one.
Anytime you know that 70% of black people, bro, listen. At this point, okay, let's just tell people what the vaccine mandates are. The vaccine mandates have went up. So anybody who works for the government or anybody who works for a company that has a contract with the government has to be vaccinated or tested once a week, right?
Right.
Also, any company that has over 100 employees, they are mandated to have vaccine mandates or tested once a week. For these companies. Now, this affects, I think they said like 2/3 of all American workers. You see what I'm saying? And I seen this lady.
I seen this lady.
She said, black lady, she was like, I work for the Treasury. I work for the Treasury. And now with this new vaccine mandate, I'm going to turn in my retirement papers because I'm not going to get the vaccine. And you won't bully me to get
black
the vaccine.
Black lady, white lady.
Black lady. So you won't bully me to get
the... Wait, send me the link to that too. Go ahead.
Okay. I think I seen it on Instagram somewhere, but I'll try to find it. It seems like you can't bully me into getting the vaccine either. So if I have to get the vaccine in order to work here, then I just retire early. And so, and that's what's going on, man. And the thing is like this, like at this point right now, people who want to get it have gotten it, and people who don't want to get it haven't gotten it. So don't ever use the word voluntary at this point. There's nothing voluntary about any of this. This is something that is being forced, trying to be forced on people, or you're trying to shut down their livelihood. Now, I think it's a blessing and a curse. It's a curse for what he's doing because he's trying to usher in the new, when they call him Jim Crow Joe Biden.
Jim Crow Joe
is back in full effect. This is Jim Crow. Everything y'all said about Trump, y'all should be saying about Biden. Mm-hmm. Everything they said about Trump, they should be saying about Biden. But here's the thing. And this is why it's a blessing. Because it's been past the time for black people to get and build their own stuff. It's been way past the time. And now we are forced to build our own stuff.
Right.
Whether you want to homeschool, whether you want to start your own business, whatever you want to do, this is the time to do it. Because if you're looking for that to be accepted by the government, and for you to have any type of medical freedom, you don't have it. And this is another point I'm making. I'm gonna toss it to you. This is how you know that black people concerns as far as the major media and what we see on TV, it comes from the top down. And I'm going to tell you why. I thought about this, right?
Go ahead.
The concerns of black people from the bottom up don't make it on TV. So, and this is what I mean. The so-called black leaders who come on TV every day, they're telling America and telling black people what they should be concerned about.
Right.
It's not black people in the streets being concerned about something and it's reaching the TV level and it's reaching the black elitist level. Because think about this. You got 70% of black people who are not getting the vaccine, who don't want to get the vaccine. Have you heard any black activists on TV come out and say we need to protect their wishes of not wanting to get the vaccine?
Right.
Have you seen any basketball players? Have you seen any football players? Have you seen any of these black pastors? Have you seen any of these black so-called activists? Any of these people that get in any of this TV time? None of them are saying, you know what? This is crazy. 70% of black people don't want it, and y'all trying to force them to get it against their will. That's wrong. I ain't seen Al Sharpton say nothing. I ain't seen none of the only people that's talking about it is the content creators. The people who got the people who are on YouTube and right. Instagram. That's the only people talking about it.
Yo, hold on. You know what? See, this is another problem.
Don't get me mad.
Yeah, no, I'm about to get you mad. Listen, this is another one of my problems, bro. Yo, how all these rappers coming out dropping albums, and they ain't even mentioning the pandemic. The only thing they can talk about is, yo, I always been social distancing. Like they can only have these references. Nah, bro, man, it's a big pandemic going on. And ain't never one of y'all said nothing about the vaccine, about the shot, about none of that junk. None of y'all. They're acting like y'all live in a whole alternate universe than the rest of us or something. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like it's a big pandemic. They pushing this vaccine on black people and everybody rapping all around the whole thing.
Yep. They acting like it's a whole different life. What life y'all living?
What life y'all living? Y'all that rich?
Y'all can't be that rich. Y'all don't see what's going on.
They must be on Mars. So I don't know where they at.
Bro, here's the thing.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Let's get back to Joe Biden. Let's get back to Joe Biden. So, you know, you got Joe Biden. So, this guy messed up Afghanistan, ran from the daggone Taliban. We still got Americans over there now. His approval rating dropping, inflation, the inflation is sky high, the gas is sky high. This is the worst president in the United States, and this is what people get because they so upset with people, somebody mean tweets that they gonna vote for somebody. That's the problem.
They knew was incompetent.
They knew it was incompetent, but somebody, they had a boogeyman they had to go against. Now everybody, I don't even watch politics no more. Everybody, don't nobody watch politics.
Everybody who said they was going to hold Joe Biden's feet to the fire don't watch politics no more. I'm going to call somebody out person. Where Puffy at? Puff.
He loved now.
Oh, you love now.
He turned to love. Okay. He won't talk about love. He won't love when Trump was in the office. He loved now. He on a boat. He don't say much.
Okay, he quiet now. Okay, I see what happened. He had a lot to say when Trump was in office.
What happened to the black party or some junk?
Yeah, what happened to that?
As soon as Joe Biden got in, I ain't seen nothing from that daggone party since.
Wow. So nobody with no type of voice is going to come to the defense.
Black Lives Matter.
I ain't seen people buying houses, resigning, stepping down. What y'all good now?
Yo. I ain't seen no Black Lives Matter people marching nowhere saying, 70% of black people ain't got the thing. Vaccine mandates will be racist to do. I ain't seen not one.
Not one march. And you know why? Because they never cared about you.
Never.
These black never. Activists, they don't care about you. These ball players, they don't care about you. A lot of these black pastors that come on TV, they don't care about you. Because if they cared about you, if you care about black people, then you care that 70% of us don't want to get the vaccine. And a lot of us are being forced to. I'm tired of going on fan base and going to audio rooms and hearing black people talking about, yeah, I got it because I was forced to get it at my job, or I never would have got it. I'm tired of hearing that. That ain't America.
Yo.
Ain't America, man.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to say it again. Let your job fire you. Yes. You know what I mean? Hold the line. Hold the line. You stay there and you let them fire you. Don't get that vaccine. We hope everything goes good with the people who got the vaccine, for sure. I don't want no mistakes. If you didn't get the vaccine, hold the line. Don't get the vaccine. You'll be happy that you didn't get the vaccine. Kara 798.9. Thank everybody for tuning in. You know what I mean? We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. We out of here. Say it, Linus, what you gotta say?
Man, just stay strong, man. God bless. We gonna hit y'all with a lot of guests coming up, man. So just be on the lookout.
Kara 798.9.